There was no alternative. No one would pay enough for Google. And the happy visitors they were attracting gave them confidence that their efforts could make a difference. After years of dreaming how his ideas could change the world, Larry Page realized that he'd done something that might do just that. If the company failed, too bad, says Page. We were really going to be able to do something that mattered. They went back to Dave Sheraton, who encouraged them to just get going. Money shouldn't be a problem, he said. Sheraton suggested that they meet with Andy Bechtolsheim. Bryn dashed off an email to Bechtolsheim that evening and around midnight and got an immediate reply asking if the two students would show up at 8 the next morning at Sheraton's house, which was on the route Bechtolsheim used to go to work each day. At that ungodly hour, Page and Bryn demoed their search engine for Bechtolsheim on Sheraton's porch, which had an Ethernet connection. Bechtolsheim, impressed but eager to get to the office, cut the meeting short by offering to write the duo a $100,000 check. We don't have a bank account yet, said Bryn. Deposit it when you get one, said Bechtolsheim, who raced off in his Porsche. With as little fanfare as if he were grabbing a latte on the way to work, he had just invested in an enterprise that would change the way the world accessed information. Bryn and Page celebrated with a Burger King breakfast. The check remained in Page's dorm room for a month.